Home Cooking from Fancy Pants, a movie of 1950 starring Bob Hope and Lucille Ball. We play that because apparently there is too much emphasis being placed on the family dinner. Well, at least according to a story in Vox magazine, food pundits, mostly white male intellectuals, insist we shouldn't eat anything your great-great-great-grandmother wouldn't recognise as food. Well, the idea of getting back to the kitchen suggests we now prefer takeaway and some of that junk food to the healthy, wholesome home cooking that Granny produced. As a food writer, culinary book author and culinary judge, not to mention she's also a mother, I want to know what you think of this thesis. Rita, you've seen the article.
Yes, I have. It's an interesting article because it makes the point that family dinners aren't going to solve world problems. And that's certainly true. There's the study was quite a limited study. Mm-hmm. And what interested me was that it was looking at family meals, but there was no mention at all of any men in the kitchen or any kids helping out in the kitchen. And in most of the families I know, the kids are obliged to at least set the table or something.
Yes.
They are picking up on the notion that we've all got this really romantic idea of what food used to be like, and all meals were home cooked and all mothers were wonderful cooks and everyone loved one another and we all ate beautifully and we grew up healthy. And the truth of it is, not all mothers were good cooks. Mm-hmm. Not all families were happy, and in times past, food supplies were pretty irregular.
Yeah, and your ice box didn't always work.
No, it didn't.
So refrigeration's come into play in the more modern era.
Yep.
But I grew up in the 50s, and I can recall that you definitely wouldn't go to the supermarket in those days.
There scarcely were any.
No, that's right.
I mean, the difference is that there's much more processed food than there used to be 50 years ago, 60, 70 years ago in the days of our song. Much more processed food. And I don't think that's particularly good for people's health.
No, I think that's probably the basis of some of this argument that's coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's right. But we do have to be careful of romanticising the past.
Yeah. And you made the comment to me before when we were discussing this story that a lot of women, and this is not to be genderist or sexist, but a lot of women actually took great pride in what they did in the kitchen, what they were able to achieve, maybe with meagre means.
Meagre resources, absolutely. It was regarded as part of your job as a mum to feed your family properly.
Mm. And I don't know whether they have schools like J.H. Boyd Domestic College here in South Melbourne that used to teach girls, it was a girls' school, used to teach them the sort of domestic bliss and how that could be achieved. Do they teach those things now?
No, I don't think they do. I don't think they do. Domestic science used to be a subject.
That's the word. Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember.
And I think that's now gone in favour of much more industry and hospitality-focused courses.
Mm. Oh, well, that's a good thing too.
That is.
Yeah. And what about the MasterChef factor?
Yes. I don't know how widespread that, what the effect of that. People talk much more about food.
They do.
They do. Ask any restaurateur, and any restaurateur will tell you that people think they know so much about food. Has it affected the way people cook at home? I don't know that it has.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of new apartments these days are not coming with kitchens.
Absolutely.
Yes, and that's your Ubering stuff.
Well, I reckon healthy eating, however you want to define it, is a function of urban planning.
Yes.
If you can't get to a shop, if you can't get to a market, then you have trouble with accessing food.
Mm. And I guess being time poor is part of this equation too, isn't it? With young couples, for example, they're both professional, they're both working, you know.
Well, not all food needs 3 hours to be prepared. A really simple tomato salad takes the time it takes to cut up a tomato.
We might get you to do that on the show one week.
We might. A bowl of fruit is a bowl of fruit.
Yeah.
But you've got to be able to go shopping before you do any of that.
Mm.
So if when you get blocks and blocks of flats being built, or houses being built that don't have access to food sources, you've got a problem.
Mm. So, just summing up, America's got a crisis. They think it's a social crisis. Maybe it's more of a personal issue about, you know.
I think there's lots more processed food. I think fewer people cook in America than in Australia.
Right.
I've got no evidence for this.
And McDonald's is more popular there than maybe it is here?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I think so. There's certainly a lot of, there has been a lot written about people who never go into a kitchen in the States.
Well, if you want to check out the article, it was in Vox, V-O-X magazine. You'll find it online. I can't remember the URL. Try vox.com. Sociologists were the people who did the research. So there's an academic perspective, there's a food pundit perspective, and then there's mums like Rita and eaters like me who occasionally cook.
All having their tuppence worth.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, there you go. That's it. That's our little yarn for there.